Peru's disgraced former leader, Alberto Fujimori, plans to seek the presidency in 2006. Fujimori has been living in Japan since fleeing a corruption scandal more than 2 years ago. Fujimori says the accusations, from drug trafficking to murder, are lies. And recent polls indicate some Peruvians would like to see him back in power. Anne Moncrief reports.
It's rush hour on a busy Lima street, and the buses are packed with people heading to work. Last week, those same buses stayed home as drivers staged a national strike to protest a mandatory insurance law. It was only one of the seemingly endless protests across the country these days by teachers, health workers, miners, and a myriad of others. Celestino Urubilco moved from a small town in the Andes to Lima 3 months ago looking for work. Urubilco says she voted for President Alejandro Toledo because he was an Indian like her. But since he replaced Fujimori, she says, the tourists that supported her family weaving business have gone, and the country is slipping into chaos.
I want Fujimori to come back as president because when he was president, he did lots for the people, not like the president we have now, Alejandro Toledo. He only talks. He rocks the baby so it doesn't cry, but he doesn't fix anything. Not like Fujimori. He made promises, and he kept them.
Urubilco is not alone. Despite the fact that Fujimori has taken on Japanese citizenship, changed his name to Kenya, and regularly appears in photos being wined and dined by the Japanese power elite, an increasing number of Peruvians long for the public order of his authoritarian rule. They say others in his government, not Fujimori himself, were responsible for any wrongdoings. It's something his campaign manager, Carlos Raffo, is banking on.
The things that Fujimori left the country are unerasable. Peace, economic stability, the foundation for national development. That's why increasingly you're hearing taxi drivers, people on the street corners and around the country repeating the phrase that so enrages his enemies. We were better off with the Chino.
In fact, surveys show that despite the scores of charges against him, many Peruvians do miss El Chino, as locals call Fujimori. Recent polls indicate that 32% of all Peruvians approved of his presidency, and that 16% would like to see him run again. Guillermo Loli, director of Apoyo Research, says the Toledo government's inability to make its case against Fujimori is only hurting the administration.
This country can be very surprising in the extreme changes of public opinion. If the government doesn't prove something definitive against Fujimori soon, there will be a tendency for people to forget, and more so if there's not a government in place that's doing better than Fujimori's government.
For Celestino Urubilco, the memories of Fujimori are only positive. During his presidency, Fujimori showered attention on the country's most marginalized citizens like her, building highways, schools, and taking electricity into the highlands. As far as corruption goes, Urubilco just doesn't believe Fujimori was behind it.
Deberían ser otras personas.
It must be other people. They did it to make him look bad. There is something hidden there. We want Fujimori back.
With the present administration sagging in the polls and 3 more years until the next presidential campaigns kick into high gear, Fujimori has plenty of time to keep wooing supporters like Urubilco. For NPR News, I'm Anne Moncrief in Lima.